Hello, Mark Evans here, RNIB Technology for Life. Thank you for the introduction, Stephen. Yes, today we're looking at or talking about one of my favourite topics, which is wearable technologies. This has seen a huge amount of development over the last couple of years. What do I mean by wearable technology? Well, literally a piece of technology you can either put on your head, your wrist, your leg, to help you in a form of way of navigation or to be able to do a particular job for you. Specifically, what I want to talk to people about today is there are new devices on the market, new headwear, VR technologies and glasses to help us. The first one is called InVision glasses and is priced at £2,695 at the time of recording, which is a lot of money. This is distributed by Sight and Sound. They are glasses that work on what we call haptic, so dynamic touching and swiping, and they will actually speak and give back information, which is fantastic. I've seen these demoed. I can't wait to get my hands on a pair of these. Next ones are produced or sort of sold by a company called VisionAid Technologies. And obviously we've helped give feedback to these guys as well. And there are a couple of different devices available. The first one is called the Iris Vision. And again, these prices may well change, but you can find this on there. Through these guys on their website, £2,895. Again, goes over the head, will enable us to magnify, will enable us to watch TV, listen to music, see, you know, recognize faces in greater detail. We've got to obviously have some residual sight to be able to use this, whereas the first set with the glasses, you will have to, you know, have less sight because it's greater with the haptic speech feedback. Obviously, one-to-one training is given on all these devices, and they'll tell you what the guarantees and warranties are. It's very important you know that. You do also have an option to get the iris reader to do text-to-speech feedback as well. So yeah, go check them out. The others that were very impressive that I saw again from VisionAid in their presentation were the A-Sight VR headset and also the E-Sight VR headset. Now, the E-Sight is very expensive, very high-end, comes with a halo piece and is very, very cushioned and very tactical. You can wear them with glasses underneath and still wear over, where a lot of the others are you're advised to obviously take glasses off. But they would also, you know, you can talk you through in relation to the level of sight you've got, which device would be the best suited for you. You'd have a complete sight test with whatever option you went for from any of these companies. So that is wearable technology. It will help you do a whole range of different tasks. They do also offer price plans and payment schemes, because we are talking about substantial amounts here. But at least it's nice to know that this type of technology is now being able to be used by us, and it's not just for mainstream and for able-bodied. It is designed for us. They are catering for our needs. So yeah, obviously, if you want to find out more, if you want me or the team to go through any details with you, you can contact us via 0303 123 9999, or you can email us tfl@rnib.org.uk. We'll be happy to discuss, inform, give you our opinions and send you the details. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye.